reaction to the government's new housing plan, lots of higher grades for this year's Leaving Cert students, and the death of Pat Hume are some of the stories you'll find covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times and Irish Examiner both lead with the Housing for All strategy, which was launched yesterday. The Times details how the government's plan to spend €20 billion on housing over the next 5 years was broadly welcomed by the Construction Industry Federation and the Peter McVeary Trust. The paper quotes criticisms levelled at the plan, however, by Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin and Mary Lou MacDonald. The Examiner, meanwhile, leans heavily on criticisms of the strategy in its lead story, as well as Sinn Féin. The paper quotes concerns raised by the Irish Home Builders Association about the availability of labour, since the construction sector is going to have to grow by nearly 75% to meet demand. And writing in today's paper, Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University, suggests that the government's claim that it will deliver 33,000 homes a year is misleading, since more than half of those are to be built by the private market. Labour's housing spokeswoman Rebecca Moynihan is also quoted saying that the plan offers too much to developers. Record Leaving Cert grades to tighten race for college places. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. Education editor Catherine Donnelly reports that this year's overall results, which students will receive this morning, are 2.6% higher than last year. She gives examples of how almost a quarter of students who took higher level chemistry got H1s, double the average received between 2017 and 2019. 15.1% of this year's higher level math students got H1s, compared with 8.5% last year, while the number of history students who achieved the top grade trebled from last year to 18.2%. Donnelly writes that the jump in grades will translate directly into points for college entry and create razor-sharp competition for popular courses in next week's CAO Round 1 offers. The Taoiseach's dismissal yesterday of the Catherine Zappone appointment controversy as melodrama and overdramatics provides today's Irish Daily Mail with the lead headline, Merrion Gate Melodrama. The sudden death of Margaret Lochry from Strabane, County Tyrone, who won £27 million in the Euro Millions draw in 2013, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. That story is also covered on the front of the Irish News. And the death of Pat Hume also receives coverage on the front of today's Irish News, Belfast Telegraph and Irish Independent. Elsewhere this morning, the four original members of ABBA are pictured on the front of today's Mail and inside a number of today's papers, since the band has regrouped and recorded their first new music together in 39 years. There's a piece in today's Times about a ceremony which was held yesterday to mark the first anniversary of the death of Thiago Cortes, who was struck by a car while he was cycling on Northwall Quay in Dublin. The 17-year-old who hit Mr. Cortes after breaking a red light while driving above the speed limit was remanded in juvenile detention for 2 years earlier this year. Around 30 people, including friends of Mr. Cortes, delivery riders and cyclists gathered at the Spire on O'Connell Street and were led towards the site of the collision by Gardaí on bicycles and a motorcycle. A white ghost bicycle was placed in honour of Mr. Cortes at the site, alongside Irish and Brazilian flags. And finally, the Examiner has a picture of some of the frontline workers who are taking part in the ICU for You cycle in memory of those who lost their lives during COVID. A ceremony in which those taking part in the cycle will each place a rose at the Memorial Gardens at Island Bridge in Dublin is due to take place this evening, and members of the public are invited to place their own rose there tomorrow in memory of those they lost during the pandemic.